The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. It is such a privilege to be on this side of the microphone, knowing that you are on that side of the microphone, and I mean that sincerely. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. My goodness, we had a wonderful night last night. Myself and about 10 to 12,000 of my closest friends. It was the big David Jeremiah event at Nationwide Arena. What a night. If you were listening yesterday, I broadcast live from Nationwide Arena. And, I mean, we were, I say we were the media partners for Turning Point, which is the radio and TV ministry of David Jeremiah. We were hoping and praying for 5,500, 6,000 people. And the folks at Turning Point thought that the evening would be a real success with, you know, 5,000-6,000 people. I have not gotten an official estimate or any kind of official numbers, but it was a whole lot more than 6,000. My uneducated guess in looking up the seating capacity of the arena in different configurations, my unofficial but educated guess is 10,000 or 10,000 plus. It was packed. It was absolutely packed out. And it was a great evening, wonderful worship, great music, and just a solid message from David Jeremiah. And I was talking to Aaron, my producer. We rode down and back and had the equipment with us and all that. Anyway, driving back to the studios last night, I was mentioning to Aaron, and I hope you'll take this in the way I'm going to say it, and please let me finish before you make any conclusions. I have heard in my life and ministry, I have heard a whole bunch of preachers that were more dynamic than David Jeremiah. A lot of them. And I'm not going to. But I could start clicking off names of preachers and pastors that I have heard that are far more dynamic than David Jeremiah. He's not extremely charismatic in his personality. He's laid back. Joy and I met him several years ago at his church in San Diego, and then had the opportunity to spend a little bit of time with him last evening. He's laid back. He's real common. His style in the pulpit is very laid back. But my goodness, how God has blessed his ministry. Over 300,000 copies of their magazine goes out every month. They're on now over 3,000 radio stations around the world. 3,000 radio stations. They are literally reaching millions of people every week. Millions of people. They're going to produce a Christmas program in New York City. And we were told last night that the entire CBS network is going to air it. Plus, Fox News is going to air their Christmas special on Christmas Eve. It's unreal and almost unbelievable how David Jeremiah's ministry has expanded. It is it's just incredible, absolutely incredible. And I was just thinking and talking with Aaron and the Majoy last night and this morning as well. As I said, I've heard a lot of preachers that were much, much, much more dynamic than David Jeremiah. But he's been faithful to God. His messages are solid. They are theologically sound. He has never compromised on any of the social or cultural issues. He has maintained a solid biblical stance. He has not been afraid to confront issues. He has not been afraid to talk about sin. The message last night was all about forgiveness. And he said, you have to be aware that you are a sinner. You have to understand that. You are a sinner. He emphasized that strongly. Gave the gospel as clear and as plain as anybody could give the gospel. But he relates to people. He just relates. As it's not original with me, and you've probably heard it, he just puts the cookies on the bottom shelf where everybody can partake. But it is amazing to see how God has blessed David Jeremiah and Turning Point. And we here at WRFD are just deeply honored to have Turning Point on the air here on a daily basis, on weekends and so forth. So anyway, it was a great evening. Had the opportunity to meet a whole bunch of you, a lot of you. And, of course, there was a large group of you that got some very special seating tickets through WRFD. And got to sit, you know, way up front, and that was kind of cool. But for those of you who came, thank you. And I say that not because in any way it supported us, but by going last night, you supported the clear, solid teaching of the Word of God. You did. You supported. You weren't there because you weren't there because of his cool hair. You weren't there because he's, you know, overly charismatic in his personality. You were there because you wanted to hear the Word of God, and that's exactly what you got. The worship I thought was great. Their musicians were exceptional. And seeing a little bit of the behind the scenes, it was incredibly well orchestrated, well organized. David Jeremiah has put together a phenomenal team, a very large team. you don't travel around the country and do these huge arena events without an enormous amount of preparation and coordination. I assume they had at least one, maybe two semi-trucks for all of their equipment and so forth. And they must have had 30 to 50 people that were on staff directing things, and plus all of the volunteers, and many of you were volunteers. But they did a phenomenal job. So anyway, it was a great night. It really was, and we were very privileged to be a very small part of it. And I want to thank all of you who came. Well, I honestly didn't plan on spending that much time, but it was a great event. We need to take a break. When we come back, Milford, Ohio. Yeah, right here in Ohio. Yeah, Milford High School has joined the long list of inclusive schools. Yeah, I've got that. By the way, later in the program, one of the most outrageous things I have ever heard about any pope. Yeah.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, this story deserves a big sigh. Milford, Ohio. Yes, for many, many years, Milford, Ohio, like most schools around America, have their homecoming royal court. Homecoming king, homecoming queen, the homecoming court. And no more in Milford, Ohio. Nope. They no longer have a king and a queen. They just have royalty. Homecoming royalty. No king, no queen, no. They elected two girls to be homecoming royalty this year. And both girls held scepters instead of wearing crowns. Quote, at Friday's football game, Milford High School crowned two female students as homecoming royalty. Yeah. And here is the clincher. Last sentence of the story from one of our local TV stations. The school says they made this change in terminology to ensure every student feels included. Now think about how dumb that is. If they wanted every student to feel included, every student, they would vote everybody to be high school royalty, and they'd give everybody a scepter or nobody. It's still exclusive. Just this PC stuff is, anyway, that's here in Ohio, Milford High School. Hey, I was talking about last night, and I've got a special guest on the phone line. And it's, hey, Paul.
Hey, Bobski, man. Hey, man, it was good to see you last night there, and Aaron as well. I know I'd talked to Jeff a lot, but, yeah, I had a great time, Bob. I mean, I thought that, you know, it kind of gave me a picture of what heaven is going to be like to see everybody worshiping like they did. But man, I'll tell you, you got Jeremiah pegged down. I mean, I could see where God has used that man. He is very plain and simple. I mean, he's just the way he talks. I mean, you could just sit down and just have an instant conversation with that guy. There was nothing up in the air about the guy. You know, he just is a very common kind of a guy. You know, the stories he told were just easy to relate to. I love the way he opened up his message on forgiveness with that clip, Bob.
Yeah, you know, yeah, from the Dallas.
Forgiveness.
Yeah.
But it was just great to see that many people, that many Christians gathered together for one purpose. And like you just said, they were all there to worship Jesus Christ. And he made that perfectly clear. He couldn't make it clear, Bob, of what the only way that you were going to get into heaven is through Jesus Christ. I think he mentioned that like three or four times. And he couldn't have been more clear about the gospel, like you just said.
And then gave a public invitation for people to accept Christ, but also for people to respond to the Spirit of God dealing with them about a spirit of unforgiveness, an unwillingness to forgive someone. So, and a lot of people responded. And in today's age, it is difficult for people to make a public response like that. But a lot of people came forward last night. There were counselors that were there and trained and ready to pray with people. Now, where you were sitting, did you see any empty seats at all?
No. I looked around. I took some video when the music started playing, and just seeing it, like you said, I didn't see anything. The funny thing was, Bob, I was about three or four rows behind you, so I've seen your head a lot.
You know?
It was so funny, man.
Did you see my bald spot?
I've seen the bald spot, like myself. Yeah, I've got that thing going on.
I never see that when I look in the mirror because it's behind. But that's a long story, but I was on a security camera not too long ago, and I saw a playback of it from up above, and I thought, man, what happened to all the hair back there? It's gone. Somebody took it. Well, it was a great night, and thank you for coming, you and your sweet wife.
Yes, sir. I enjoyed every bit. I mean, Bob, God's got to be working through that man, because what is he, 70?
He is 78.
78?
He is 78.
Yeah.
Yeah, those, like I said, big arena crusades like that take an enormous amount of work, coordination, and so forth. And it was seamless. It just went incredibly well. And they only did it at four cities in America. David Jeremiah is one of the most popular Bible teachers in America today. And I know this personally. He is almost impossible to book for a special meeting. And I know that because we have tried over and over and over. I mean, we've had the biggest speakers in America here for our breakfast and other events. We cannot get him booked. And the fact that they only went to, I think, four cities in America, and Columbus, Ohio was one of them. We were just very privileged and honored to have him.
Yeah.
All right, Paul, thanks. Good to see you.
All right, Bob. God bless you, buddy.
All right, you as well. All right, God bless. Like I said, met so many of our listeners last night, and that's always exciting. Hate to end this segment on a negative note, but it's just an indication there is sin and carnality everywhere. There is a ministry here in Ohio called Christian Aid Ministries. To be honest with you, I was not familiar with them. They're from up in Holmes County, up in Amish country. And they have ministry here in America, but they've also been very active in Haiti for a long time. Well, one of their missionaries has been accused of sexually abusing kids in Haiti, and he has also been indicted for sex crimes here in the state of Ohio. And that's sad enough. But two of the mission's board of directors have confessed they knew about it and allowed this guy to continue to serve in Haiti even after they knew that he had been abusing children. That's just unbelievably sad. It's not certain whether charges are going to be filed against two board members who knew about it and didn't do anything about it. This man, Jeriah Mast, will be going on trial here in America. He may be extradited to Haiti to stand charges there as well. Hey, a very special guest when we return are going to have an update on extremely important legislation here in Ohio. Stay tuned.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.